Station WBAI at 99.5 FM. WBAI on the web. We're streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we are commercially free, we depend and rely upon you to sustain WBAI. Call our pledge line right now at 212-209-2950 in support of Democracy Now, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. in support of the 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of WBAI. That number again is 212-209-2950. Dream Leapers with Harriet Cole, usually on at 9 a.m., is off this week and will be back next week at 9 a.m. Please do stay tuned.
You're tuned to listener-sponsored, non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York, at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. I'm Linda Perry. Thanks for joining us. In this hour, we are talking about rebalancing our bodies, why it's important to detoxify. That's one of the questions on the table today, which I'll put to Gary Knoll in just a moment, why it's important to detoxify for people who have chosen not to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and for those of us who have chosen to be vaccinated. In New York, people vaccinated against COVID-19 is a growing population. Over 86% of New Yorkers 18 and over have had one dose, and more than 77% have completed the vaccine series. This is according to the New York State Vaccine COVID-19 Tracker. But we see there are some breakthrough cases where people who have been vaccinated contract COVID. We are also seeing long-term COVID, that is, people who have had COVID-19 who continue to experience symptoms. These can include shortness of breath, cognitive dysfunction, which people call brain fog, as well as fatigue. Long COVID can last 3 months. Some say it can last 6 months, and others say it could last up to 9 months. According to New York State figures, this occurs in about 30% of cases. But there isn't enough known about long COVID or about breakthrough cases or about other factors related to COVID-19. So with all this in mind, we are going to be speaking with natural medicine health expert Gary Knoll. He's going to speak with us about detoxification and why it's so important to detoxify, how this is so helpful to the body. And we will discuss the Gary Knoll Detox Pack, which WBAI is offering as a gift to our listeners who support WBAI. In the Detox Pack, which you can receive for a contribution of $150, tax-deductible contribution to WBAI, you receive detox pills, green apple and lemon stuff, and the Gary Knoll film, Detoxification, A Natural Approach. You'll get all this and more for a contribution of $150 to WBAI. You ask for the Gary Knoll Detox Pack. Call 212-209-2950 and tell the call center, yes, please give me the Detox Pack. 212-209-2950. And with all that said, let's go over now to Gary Knoll. And Gary, you say what you do is your own business. Your choices are your own choices. But why in this time is it so important to detoxify? Can you please explain to our listeners?
I'll be happy to. And thank you for the opportunity to share some insights. First and foremost, we have to understand that the virus is real, it's easily transmitted, and for people with comorbidities, it can be extremely problematic and has led to many deaths. My concern is that I'm pro-vaccine, always have been, And if anyone's been listening to the program for the last at least 18 months, then you know that I've also had no alternative or complementary programs dealing with what we in the field of complementary medicine would do. These are all board-certified, top-notch doctors from great medical schools. But at some point in their education, at some point in their clinical practice, they saw that what they were using as their tools were not enough to see the kind of results that they reasonably could expect a patient to benefit from. So they start looking elsewhere, and they'll read a book, they'll attend a seminar, they'll take continuing education classes. And I've had hundreds contact me over the years, and one in particular, Dr. Martin Feldman, before he contacted me, he had 84 published papers in the peer-reviewed literature. He was professor up at Mount Sinai in neurology. He was board certified in neurology and psychiatry, qualified in psychiatry. He was a Main Street ultra-Orthodox doctor. He was number one and graduated number one at Yale Medical School. I mean, he was a kind of nerdy guy. He became a best friend. And he came to a lecture a long time ago. Now, this is tying in with what I'm going to be answering your question. I like to answer in a larger context. And he would come when I was doing lots of lectures back in the 1970s. I might do 6-8 lectures in a week, every week. And he's kind of 6'3", little tall guy. And he would be the last person that I would see until everyone had their questions answered, then he'd leave. And then one day, he came up and said, "Is it possible I could speak with you?" And I said, "Fine." So I said, "Let's go for a walk." I'm walking. I always like to walk, and I walk from Broadway shows and theaters, and I walk uptown to where I lived. And at that time, my office was over on 83rd and Broadway, where it was for dozens and dozens of years. And we sat there, and I said, "Why do you want to learn about this?" He said, "Because I'm not getting the results as a neurologist. And I've seen some of my patients who've come to you, and they've made major improvement, more than what I could do, and I just want to know what's going on." So we came to a deal that he would sit, when he wanted to, at night when I counsel people, on a couch over on the other side of the room, and I would ask the person I was counseling, "Is it all right if Dr. Feldman listens in?" And they would say, "Okay." Nobody ever objected. And he would just sit there and take notes. He did that every night, 7 nights a week, for an entire year. And then he said, I think I've got it. And he started his own practice. From that day forward, he lowered the amount of patients he could see to 10 a day. If he couldn't help a person, he didn't charge them. The most he ever charged anyone was $250. That was for a whole workup and an hour with him. He was a very humble human being, very gracious. But the patients that he saw, so many of them got well. He was using intravenous vitamin C. He was using ozone. He was using chelation therapy to get the heavy metals out. He was using a plant-based diet. So he was getting great progress. I mean, results were terrific. So if he were alive today, he would say to this audience that the first thing you have to do in being a healthy patient is protect your body, and to do that, you have to detoxify. I don't care what condition you've got. Everybody's got toxins in them. It's just a normal part of living. And to do that, you have to cleanse the liver, you have to cleanse the kidneys, you have to cleanse the intestinal system, you have to recolonize your gut with what is called the biome, with healthy bacteria. You have to naturally thin out the blood with the green juices. Vitamin C thins it out, vitamin E thins it out. You have to give the body the nutrients that are known to help fortify, like want to help prevent a heart attack or a stroke, coenzyme Q10, magnesium, L-carnitine, cayenne, you know, potassium. These are the ones that help. And plus, there's all forms of herbs. I'm just talking about supplements. And you want to have a healthier heart? Get your diet. Now, way back then, there was a doctor doing something radical, so radical, no one had done it before. His name was Dr. Dean Ornish. And he took a group of people who had all forms of heart disease. And with no medicines, but exercising, a plant-based diet, and stress management, not even supplementation, he was able to reverse or improve all of their conditions, so much so that the New England Journal of Medicine and the British Medical Journal both published articles about this radical approach to reversing heart disease. He was so successful that as of today, and I just filmed him again 2 years ago, he had reversed 9 heart transplants, meaning people had no choice. Their heart was gone. They had to have another human being's heart. And he was able, with this simple approach, it's not complicated, it's not difficult, he was able to, not one of those 9 people, and I interviewed the people also. No one's ever done that in history. No one, no human being ever. And he did it. And he did it several times. Now, he and I debated a whole group of doctors on a PBS national program once about the power of the diet. And of course, these were all people associated with the pharmaceutical approach. So if you're trained and believe wholeheartedly in your approach, well-intentioned, well-meaning people may not be using the protocols that best suit a patient's needs. They're going to do what they're taught to do. But do they know anything about any other system? So we are very monotheistic in our society. We believe in a single power, a single truth, a single reality. So if you believe in Rush Limbaugh or you believe in Rachel Maddow, then that's your truth. What if it's wrong? Mm-hmm. Then what you're going to do is wrong. So Marty Feldman was at the went down there the day I filmed him and with all these patients. Now, I said, how many other journalists? None. You mean in all of America, no one else came here to see all these patients reversing their disease? He said, nope, because nobody believes it can be done. But he did it. Now, what he didn't know was that 10 years before he did it, 2 brothers from Canada did it, the Shute brothers. They were both cardiologists, both medical doctors, and I sponsored a conference at the Waldorf Astoria in 1972 where the room was packed and the only people invited to speak were people who used plant-based diets and a healthy lifestyle to reverse disease. Dr. Williams, University of Texas, Dr. Ellis, leading expert on vitamin B6, et cetera, and they were experts on vitamin E. They had treated over 3,000 patients with everything from gangrene to intermittent claudication to congestive heart failure using a plant-based diet and high doses of vitamin E. But yet all the scientific literature showed that no one was using more than 30 units of vitamin E, and they were using 3,000 units of vitamin E. And so that went on, and they said, I remember they said to the whole group, they said, you will only see vitamin E acknowledged for its multiple healing benefits when it's used at a high enough dose. It took 10 years before that higher dose, and that higher dose was 200 units, then 400 units. Same thing with vitamin C. Now, we had thousands and thousands of patients at the Tri-State Healing Center, and 1,200 of them had full-blown AIDS. And they saw, their partners saw the problems using AZT, and a lot of them dying, hundreds of thousands dying. They wanted a different approach. And by the way, this was all free. I never charged a single person, none of the doctors. When you walked in there and you had a terminal illness or life-changing illness, you didn't pay a penny. Everything was donated. We donated our time. We paid for the medicines for them out of our own pockets. So it was a purely humanitarian center. And the very first thing every single person did, they had to detoxify. Because the body wants to heal. The body has a consciousness that is remarkable. You don't tell the eyelids to close and open about every 8 to 10 seconds, but it does. If you didn't have that blinking, you wouldn't create a tear.
So you're talking about the body's innate intelligence is what you're talking about.
Yes. You don't tell the body how to digest tofu different than chicken, but it knows. You don't tell the body to lay down and it suddenly drops by 10% or more or less the metabolism, your heart rate. But when you get up and you start walking fast and you start to jog, the heart will automatically go to the level it needs in order to pump blood and the lungs oxygen through the body so you can create adenosine triphosphate so you have the energy to do it. Who tells it? How did it know since it's never taught these things? And yet it has trillions a biological process is electrical processes that are occurring every second of your life and always to your betterment, unless something interferes in the process that causes that to be challenged. But even when you've done something that is not your best interest, the body still forgives it and tries to heal everything it can possibly do. Now, when we understand that we're given this blessed body and a deep, profound energy that comes with it, if we honor that and start to say, what does my body need? What does my mind need? What does my conscious need? What do I need in order to honor life? Then suddenly you start seeing that health is not that difficult and that disease is too easy. It's too easy to get into a habit of doing the wrong thing because it's comfortable, it's predictable, it's easy, and there's no change required. But there's never a good outcome, ever. There's always going to be a bad outcome along the way. So thank goodness we have an opportunity to start over and we can repair a lot of the damage. The liver, for example, about 60% of the liver can rejuvenate. That's good. But right now we have 40 million Americans suffer from a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. That means they didn't drink the alcohol to create the damage to the liver, but they had a high fructose corn syrup diet. They had a lot of fat in the diet. And now they got that streak throughout their liver, and that's interfering in the two things the liver does. It metabolizes things you need, and it cleanses and detoxifies. So if we've got to use the liver to cleanse and detoxify, then you've got to detoxify the liver itself so it can continue doing that. So the green juices are very important. Chlorella is important. The spirulina, a single-celled algae common in the health market, is important. Vitamin C is important. Psyllium is important. Fiber is very important. And all this, and potassium is very important. So when you're cleansing, if you're helping with the healthy diet and a healthy plant-based diet, will help the body cleanse and detoxify. And it naturally thins out the blood. And when your blood is naturally thin and highly oxygenated, then you don't have the clumping, the aggregation, the red blood cells, which can cause a stroke. So you're less likely to have a stroke on a healthy plant-based diet and proper juicing and proper hydration. If you're dehydrated, the blood becomes thicker, and that's dangerous. When you have a high-fat meal, and for 33 years I was the senior research fellow and the director of the anti-aging department at the Institute of Applied Biology, and we would take a blood sample of someone, for example, who had just had a meal, first before the meal, then 1 hour after the meal. And suddenly you see what was before red blood and nicely spaced blood cells. Now it looks like streaks of fat, and it is, in that diet from what you ate. Now that streaks of fat can cause clotting, and that has caused clotting, and that's dangerous. But we're used to a high-fat diet. We love the way fat tastes, so... You know, when I was growing up, my family thought they were doing the right thing. My mother thought she was doing the right thing. She followed the dietitian guidelines and gave all of us three meals a day with dairy and wheat, like Wonder Bread, white bread, and meat. And
butter. Lots of butter.
Lots of butter and everything. we were butter yeah. to a crisp.
White bread, butter.
Yeah. And I remember at lunch I'd come back from school and there'd be Campbell's tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich and a glass of milk. I'm sure I'm not the only person to have that.
And you see those commercials on TV still with Campbell's soup, you know, being added to make these gravies and things. Yeah.
And everything had too much salt and everything had too much sugar. And we overate.
So you're really talking about cleansing the cells of the body through this. You mentioned on one of your shows, you talked about autophagy. I didn't know what that was, and I looked it up. Can you explain to people what that is?
Sure. Autophagy is to the cell what taking your car in and getting your oil changed and your tires rebalanced and your engine checked and a whole tune-up. Now, everybody knows you just can't drive a car indefinitely without a tune-up, without an oil change, without changing your tires every 2,000 miles, or you're going to end up having a problem, it's going to break down. The same is true with the body. So when the cell reaches a certain age, it begins the process of what is known as senescence, or end of life. And end of life happens, generally speaking, because of two factors. One is that the telomerase, which is an enzyme, which is essential for allowing the telomeres, which are the end caps of your chromosomes, to stay tightly bound. Imagine your chromosomes are a shoestring, and that little plastic cap on the end of your shoestrings to keep them from fraying is the telomeres. The longer the telomeres, the longer your life. The shorter the telomeres, the shorter your life. Now, I don't know if you remember, but about, oh goodness, it's over a year ago, year and a half ago, I was about to do the second confirmatory anti-aging clinical study on
yes.
campus. And by the way, that's I read a response from one of the top anti-aging experts in the world who heads one of the largest, if not the largest, anti-aging scientific foundation. They have like almost 56,000 doctors and scientists in anti-aging who belong to it. So he said, this is what you did was historic. It's never been done. I had to duplicate it again. And I had a chart. And on the chart, I said, the chart has positive numbers you add up and negative numbers you subtract. So we take the average lifespan. Let's say at that time the average lifespan was about 78.8 years. By the way, we're very low compared to all the other developed nations in the world. I mean, they're Spain, Italy, it's, you know, like 82 years, Japan, and we're much lower. And also, they don't have the same factors of dying that we have. We have a lot of pain and suffering prior to dying. And quality of life in America ends at about age 48. So
Wait, what do you mean the quality of life ends at 48?
It
like
means
the good quality of life, the strength, the vitality.
Vitality, yeah. Start asking anyone 48 to 50 years old and older, do you have any aches and pains? Do you have any inflammation? Do you have any irritable bowel? Do you have headaches? Do you have insomnia? And suddenly you start seeing, do you have the same energy you had? Do you have insomnia? Right. Do you wake up in the middle of the night? So all these things start to diminish, and then they start to cascade. And the older you get, unless you change, you and then one day you end up where you're told, you know, there's nothing more we can do. And we suggest that however long you might have, you put your life in order. And if you need help on a hospice, fine, we'll recommend a hospice. And it's interesting because I have a lot of nurses I work with.
Let me just say that we are, this is WBAI in New York, and we're talking with Gary Null, and we're speaking about detoxification, and we're talking about extending and expanding a positive quality of life. And that's why we're talking about detoxifying the body and renewing cells in the body. And Gary, yes, the nurses, tell us.
And I sometimes with all of my, every one of the almost 50 clinical studies I've done on health, these are mainstream clinical studies. I've presented the results at conferences where I've been invited 7,000, 9,000, 11,000, 6,000 scientists, and I share my information. My latest was just accepted in a peer-reviewed journal last week. I just don't talk about it on the air. And they're always interested, how did this happen? How do you take a group of people who all had arthritis, and in 28 days, you reverse their arthritis at 94%. And they had to have arthritis for 7 years. And you use no drugs. I've never used any drugs in any of these protocols. And they're all medically supervised, even though there's no medicine offered. And the nurses are all there. They're the ones who do all the blood chemistry and get all the medical backgrounds. So we have a before and after. And I've done them on depression and anxiety. That was on menopause, reversing menopausal symptoms. And getting women who were in that study, over 500 women, back their energy, losing weight, body mass index going down, muscle coming back, hair growing, natural color hair, eyebrows thickening out instead of being thin, libido coming back, chafing of the skin, all these other things gone. And I've done 50 of them. Well, in this one that I was going to do again, I said on air that day, and I gave it on air that day, not as a fundraiser, just as a comment. I said, if you want an oversimplification, and it is an oversimplification, I'll give you a general idea of how you can add up or take away years from that 78. All right, so I gave all of the things that take away life. Working a night shift, working around electromagnetic pulses like computers and anything that transmits towers, anything transmitted electrical impulse. For example, one of the people came to see me, worked for 20 years at HBO, and she sat in front of 100 screens all night.
Yeah.
And those big antenna are on the roof, you know, those big disc antenna.
Right.
And I thought, my God, you know, one takes 10 years off your life, depending upon how long you work in overnight shift. And then the electromagnetic pulses disrupt the circadian rhythms and natural rhythms in the body. And they are known to be harmful, just like G5 is known to be harmful. So I added up all the negatives, and then healthy diet, normal healthy weight, not being obese, and then all the things, smoking, drinking, these all take years off your life. And again, this is based upon the best science we could find. This is all from peer-reviewed literature. But then you come up with a number. Now, here's the good news. On the other side, if you have a healthy plant-based diet, if you are engaged in some form of constructive meditation, reading, listening to soothing music, prayer, nature time, all that adds years to your life, taking the right supplements.
And if you drink a lot of water.
That actually adds years to your life. So then what you do, you take all the negatives that you've engaged in and all the positives that you've added, and then that you see whether you're on the downside of 78 or on the upside of 78. And within 2 years, in every one of these 50 clinical studies, not including the over 100,000 people who attended the health support groups over the years, we would see people sometimes make a 20-year shift in their life up. So
20 years, that's quite a bit. 20 years.
And these are not sick years. These are not lack of quality years. These are quality years, and we did it. We filmed it. This is coming out in a major documentary in the next, in the next 6 months, and I'll give it to BAI as a gift, so they can offer it on air as a premium, because it's a hard-hitting documentary showing you exactly what I'm saying, but in great detail. And all these other scientists coming on, all these board-certified physicians saying, yeah, this should be, but it's not a pill. It's not something simple. And people have gotten to a point where they don't want to take the time. And the problem is not, can you live a longer life, add 10, 20, 30 years to your life? Yes, you can. Can you overcome disease and prevent many of the disease like dementia and Alzheimer's? The answer is, yes, you can. But you have the will to do it. So the big part problem is not the solutions. We have the solutions. We've proven the solutions. I just finished my fifth study. I have to do one more next spring to justify the one I just finished. And the one I just finished, there were no supplements given, none. And it was only exercising once a day, but it was 6 hours a day of different types of stress reduction, Tai Chi and Qigong and all kinds of yoga and green
Gary,
time.
Gary, isn't it also habit? Because when we listen to you on the air and you start talking about what ingredients are good for you, what can help you with your balance, what can help you feel healthier, and you just listen over and over again, and you talk to yourself about, well, maybe I shouldn't have this in the morning. Maybe I should have some whole grains instead. Maybe I should drink water. Maybe apples. Apples are a detoxifying ingredient. Maybe
Big
I
time.
Should have that.
Big time.
You know? Apples are great, so maybe I should have that. Beets, maybe the red stuff is good. And we listen to you, and maybe that just then sinks in, and then you feel, you know, that that's your choice instead of something else that could be a cookie or a cake that's not a healthy kind of thing.
Linda, you're absolutely correct. It's about choices, and part of us, you know what epigenetics is, right?
Tell us.
Okay, epigenetics, epa, is the larger environment, genetics, the larger environment in which we live or work and the people in it can directly and do directly impact the messages of our genes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're around negative people, toxic people, it can negatively affect your genes. If you're on positive people, encouraging people, loving people, it positively affects your genes. And that can go back seven generations. So as a result, when people are doing something that you think, why is that person doing that? That's just foolish. That's counterintuitive and counterproductive. The person may not even be conscious of the fact that these are programs within their genes that are telling them this is what to do, because that's how they were raised and someone else was raised to teach them these things. We can only share with others the best that we know about the messages of our own life. And now we're getting more messages, not that they're better or worse messages. And so once you become aware of this, then you can start to see, okay, I may not have done everything the way I should have because of my conditioning and because of my not wanting to spend the time and energy on it, but now I'm making that a priority. Remember, we make our relationship, our family, our career, our financial security, buying a house, a co-op apartment, having friends, all of these become the priority. Our own individual health generally will wait. Well, I'm okay, I'm 30. I'm fine. And then one day we're 40. And and now we're 50. And then we start thinking, when am I going to start, right? And the longer we delay, the greater the effort. But the results can be so spectacular. I mean, I film everything I do. I film every study. Why?
Because in one of the films that we're offering, the detoxification, a natural approach, you're in the film, Gary, and you look quite healthy. You're standing by a swimming pool and looking extremely fit. And I think this was just taken last year, so it's not as if it's 20 years ago.
No, so, this is 9 months ago.
9 months ago. So you look very, very fit. So that's one of what we're offering in this pack, the detox.
Well, let me go through the pack right now for you. Okay.
So tell people it's called the detox pack, and we're offering it to you for a contribution to WBAI of $150. And Gary's going to tell you about the three ingredients, the detox pills, the green apple and lemon stuff, and this wonderful film, Detoxification, A Natural Approach.
Okay, because now I think most people are getting an idea that everything is cause and effect. The more things we do in a healthy way, the more we can change our body's cells. We can undo a lot of damage. I see it all the time. In fact, one quick note, and then I'm going to go directly to this, and this is one of the best examples possible, and we have this on film, by the way. We filmed everyone who came up. There were like over 60 people who qualified, because you had to have arthritis for at least 7 years on medication under the care of a board-certified rheumatologist with no improvement to get into the study. At the end of 28 days, 94% of the people in that study had reversed their arthritis completely or made such magnificent change that none were on medication, and they all had to go back to their rheumatologist and have them do their own blood workups. We did all the workup too. And the one guy who came the first day, but he was so exhausted and he was in such pain that he could not make it up the steps. This was at 92nd and second when I had the lectures over there, and we literally carried him up the steps. And he said, I don't think I'm going to be back, because coming down that hill was just so painful. It took me 30 minutes to walk down that steep hill. And then at 92nd and second, in any case, on 28 days later, he was standing straight upright. He said, I want to tell you what I did. This is on film. He said, I ran down that hill. I just ran, and I ran up these steps. He said, this is something I cannot explain. I can just say that I've experienced it. That is not unusual in my world. So now, and I'm going to throw in a gift. A little later, I'm going to tell you what the gift is for anyone who calls in today, to really show you all these examples.
And the number is 212-209-2950 is the number to call in and say, yes, I want to have Gary Knoll's detox pack for a contribution of $150 to WBAI. And it goes to the operation of the station. It costs us $120,000. It costs us a lot of money to operate the radio station. I'm not going to go into details because I don't want to detract from this important detox pack that we are offering to you at 212-209-2950. But your contributions to WBAI keep this radio station on the air, and it keeps our ability to give you information, dialogue, arts, news, public affairs, all kinds of programming here on WBAI. And we bring you Gary Knoll 5 days a week at noon. So the detox pack is what we're offering at 212-209-2950. 2950. Gary.
In all of the clinical studies I've done, over 50 clinical studies, the one thing that we have everyone do every morning is we have them juice green apples, or they can take the skin of the green apples and blend them in a smoothie, and we have them use the juice of a lemon. And that is very important, and that's been true in all these studies. It's alkalizing. I'm making no claims, so I don't want to get into the claim. But then there's a supplement, and this is very important because I looked at all the scientific literature for everything, also my clinical experience of counseling tens upon tens of thousands of individuals one-on-one, by the way, which I've never charged a penny for, not one human being, billionaires or paupers, I don't care who they are, I don't accept a penny from anyone. It's given free. My mother told me, if you got a gift, give the gift. So that's my gift. In any case, I made this formula, and listen to the ingredients. And if you doubt me, just take any ingredient I'm mentioning and Google it under health benefits, and you'll see why I selected apple pectin, buckthorn bark, burdock root, cascara sagrada, dandelion root, fennel, apple fiber, garlic, ginger, golden seal, hibiscus, kelp, licorice extract, marshmallow herb, orange peel, Oregon grapefruit, peppermint, prickly ash psyllium, red clover extract, rose hips, sarsaparilla, solyngia, yellow dock root, turmeric, chlorophyll, horseradish, and broccoli extract. All right.
And you're talking about the detox, 60 capsules of the detox. So this is the second item in this detox pack. We're offering you the green apple and lemon and powder, and we're also offering you a detox capsule. And that's what Gary's describing with all of these ingredients, more than 50 ingredients in it. And if you Google each of them, as Gary has said, you'll see that these are all detoxifying ingredients. Turmeric. Everybody's talking about turmeric these days, Gary.
That's the source of curcumin. And we all know that curcumin is one of the single most important anti-inflammatory agents we can take into our body. And since almost everyone today has various levels of inflammation in their joints, their muscles, in their blood, in their organs because of environmental exposure or to the different foods they eat. You eat French fries, you eat a pizza, you eat meat in any form, if you have dairy, you're going to stimulate inflammation. And the body can only handle so much inflammatory response, and that's what you don't want. You want to turn off inflammation in the body, and this is all designed as anti-inflammatory. And then the next to the final thing is detoxification, award-winning documentary. Let's just understand that many diseases and illnesses today begin or accelerate when toxins build up in the body. We live in a virtual sea of pollutants, and the municipal water supply is filled with toxins and viruses and bacteria and solvents and parasites. Our air is equally contaminated depending upon where we live, and our food is simply a major contributor to our ill health. Fortunately, there are positive answers to these negative realities. It's called detoxification, and we now know how to detoxify, and we know what these culprits are doing in our body. We know how to cleanse the system. We know how, with you mentioned earlier, autophagy. Autophagy is the ability to cleanse the cell of the debris that accumulates when the cell has reached the end of its life and through senescence. Because if you don't go into these cells and create autophagy and help the body get rid of it, that accelerates the destruction of those cells. And especially if it's brain cells or nerve cells, you've got to get those out of the body. And the older we get, the less capacity we have for autophagy. This allows us to speed this up. The detoxification system is the great way of cleansing, allowing then the body's natural repair mechanisms to take over. So this is a two-hour documentary. All of the therapies in here are non-toxic therapies, from juicing to herbs, from healing tonics to colonics. And the people that I interview in here are all experts in their field. Most of them are medical doctors. So you're getting the best of the best, and that's information. But then as a gift to the station, nothing, it's my gift to the station, no charge. I'm going to give an award-winning documentary called Age is Only a Number, and or Power Aging. And we'll make it right away. And in here, you'll see people of all ages who were sick or who were prematurely aged or had diseases, and all of them were able to improve or reverse their diseases completely. And you see them. You hear their story. You see them doing their work. You see a guy that had 95% of his blockage of a carotid artery, and you see 6 months later that artery's unblocked, and he and his wife are voted Athlete of the Year because of how good he was. He was 76 at the time, Dolly and Ed Finkelstein. And so you see actual people, and you see what they did, and then
so
I can lay everything out.
You're saying the improvement was within 6 months, Gary?
Yeah, in some cases, 3 months, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, you can start to see more energy. You can sleep better. You can start to see a gross reduction in pain. I did another documentary on pain and eliminating pain from the system. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw in another documentary, award-winning documentary, and Overcoming Pain Naturally. So I'm giving you two extra gifts today on me, free, when people call in. So you're going to get the detoxification documentary. You're going to get detoxification formula. You're going to get the green apple and lemon. You're going to get the power aging to show you how to age without disease and how to reverse a lot of the conditions depending upon how much you're willing to do. The more you do, the more results you get, and be consistent. And I realize the information I have has been around long enough. It's been in peer-reviewed journals. I've done a lot of clinical studies showing that it works. So that's not the issue. The issue is, can you make it work in your own life? Can you get to where you get up in the morning and really care about what you're going to do every day in your life?
Just give a think about what you're going to do before you do it.
And what results you want.
What you've been talking about. You know, Gary, you used a really good example on one of your shows. You said someone who kind of felt incapacitated, you said to him, well, make your bed. You know, why don't you start with making your bed and make your bed perfectly? And that will give you a certain mindfulness that this is what you're doing. I know that that's maybe a low bar, but it depends on where you are in your own life.
I absolutely agree, Linda. I only get people coming into my life when they're at a crisis. Mm-hmm. Hence, I counsel terminally ill people, and there's a long list. And even with a terminal illness, facing an inevitable death, the nurses that I work with, many have worked in hospice care, and they'll tell you the last thing someone says before they pass is, I wished I would have done it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, why did they have to wait till they were at death's door to say, I should have done it differently? Because everybody masters something in life. People master their jobs. Even someone who's homeless masters how to survive on the street. That's no easy task. That takes a lot of common sense and skill. And people master how to survive in environments that are not always hospitable or friendly to them. People, you know, think of all the people who have had a loved one who've passed prematurely. Think of the things that happen to us in life where we have no control. But we have to survive that. Every crisis we're faced with in life has an opportunity to strengthen us. The more things you do, the more opportunities you're going to have, and the more mistakes you're going to make. And instead of looking at every mistake as a disaster and going into some trauma and drama, you can say, okay, I don't like how it feels. I don't want to do that again. I don't want to experience that again. What lesson did I learn so it doesn't repeat itself? Because most of the things that hurt us in life are not one-off. These are the things that happen on a regular basis that we maladapt to. We just kind of tolerate it until one day can't tolerate it anymore. And so,
can we talk a little bit about long COVID? You know, people who are still experiencing the effects of COVID.
Hey, two of my friends, all of my family vaccinated, and all my friends vaccinated. And again, I've said on the air, and I'll say it again, I will support you if you get vaccinated. I will support you if you choose whatever the reason not to, and because that's your right. I'm there to help you in either case. So one of my close friends got vaccinated, and he had long-term COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been 3 months, and he is weak as can be. So I've created a protocol to help him during that critical time. So the long haul generally are people, more often than not, who had weakened immune systems before this. There was some weakness within their system. And when you have these chronic weaknesses, these chronic inflammations, and they may not have been as bad as you thought until you really got slammed with the COVID, then you've got to really do all you can to work on your immune system. Now, there's certain things that can help you, and the best things you can do to help you would be, first and foremost, to get on a healthy juicing program, modified fasting, meaning from the time you finish your last meal, let's say you finish your last meal at 7 at night, for argument's sake, don't have another meal for 12 hours, meaning don't have breakfast for 12 hours, like, you know, 7 in the morning. That modified fasting helps the body rebalance itself.
So let's just pause on that a minute, because that's so important. 12 hours to give your body just that 12 hours with no food, no intake, just to let it process. 12
yes.
hours. That's a long time, you know, but when I first heard that, I said to myself, that's half a day, 12 hours.
But it's a day when your body is resting. Remember, 8 of those hours, you're asleep.
Right.
So you're
hopefully,
only
hopefully,
yeah.
Gary.
But you're only talking about 4 hours where you're going to be awake. And generally from, let's say, from 8 till midnight or whenever someone goes to sleep, generally from most people go to sleep somewhere around 10 to midnight. Then if you're understanding, if you're hungry, drink some lemon water, cold lemon water. That will turn off your appetite. And then when you get up in the morning, go for your power walk, go for a bike ride, do something that gets the muscles working, your aerobic system working, and get your blood really, really pumped, because that's healthy. Now, that will kill your appetite. The moment you start to exercise, you'll kill your appetite. So now you've gotten your exercise out. That's good. You're burning calories. That's excellent. You're going to help reduce your body mass index, which is a cofactor in disease. So you're eliminating one of the cofactors that cause disease. Obesity is number one. Emphysema, heart disease. These are things you don't want. Also, by exercising, you can have better control over your blood sugar and your blood pressure. So you're doing all these wonderful things for yourself before you even have breakfast. Then when it comes time for breakfast, always start with a juice. Always start with a liquid, whatever juice you choose to have. Then wait about, you don't have to wait more than about 15 minutes. Then you can have your breakfast. But at least understand your breakfast should be something that invigorates the cell, nourishes the cells, helps the cells. The more fiber you have, good. The more probiotics you have, great. And if you want to make sure you get probiotic, just take a probiotic capsule and throw it in the blender. And now you got
your apple and lemon stuff would help.
Yes. All this helps the body get started. And then you have your plant-based protein and you have your fruits. All the berries you want in the world, they're great for you. Raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, cherries, goji berries. Have those because those have polyphenols, which help the brain and help the blood pressure and help the diabetes. They help all these conditions. So now you've gotten into your day. You've fasted 12 hours. You've had your exercise. Now you have your healthy breakfast and you're ready to go. So that gives you a consciousness. You know, one of the very first things I do every day when I wake up is I make my bed really tight. Mm-hmm. Now, I make my bed that if I were in the Army and I was in a barracks, the sergeant major could come in and bounce a quarter off my bed. Now, I don't have to do that. I live alone. Uh-huh. Now, why do I do that? Because I'm starting my day being conscious about the quality of that day. And if I start with a mindset that I want everything to be quality, then I don't take junk phone calls. I don't read junk mail. I don't need Facebook. When I went off Facebook, I had 7.5 million people every day following me. I say goodbye to them. You know, I've given you enough. If you haven't gotten enough, then you haven't been paying attention, right?
Right, right.
I don't have Twitter. I don't do any of those things. I keep my phone calls generally to 4 minutes, more or less. And then I read things that are stimulating. I try to read things that expand my consciousness, expand my awareness. And then I engage. I say, today I would do something to help another human being to honor my spiritual values. And it's not based on religion, it's based on your spiritual values. So that's where giving to others, helping others, I've taken over 500 homeless people. I'm not saying that to virtue signal. I'm just saying that I believe that we have enough people in this country who could use a hand. And those of us who have a hand to lend, to pick, you know, help someone up, friend, let me help you up today. And it's not a matter of having the person say thank you. You don't look for the reward. The reward is in honoring your spiritual self to help another human being.
Well, you always feel better when you've helped someone else. You always
feel good. Of course that.
So now
that by following that dictate that make your day have a purpose and then follow the guide, then it's easier then to select the healthier foods. It's easier to go to a farmer's market and support local organic food instead of genetically engineered food. It's
because
easier.
You're thinking about it. You're thinking about it, and you're thinking about what you're putting into your body. You're thinking about what you're doing, and it's not all automatic. It's not something that has been conditioned in years by years and years and years of what you've been taught, but yet you have a mindfulness, and that's what you're talking about. And you're saying that this will help if in the effect of how long COVID is affecting us. And
absolutely.
Maybe, you know, some of the
five nutrients for long-term COVID. Five nutrients: vitamin C five times a day, buffered vitamin C. Generally, best way to take it is in a smoothie because you need some buffering in there. You can take more of it. Quercetin, Q-U-E-R-E-C-T-I-N. That's what you get when you eat an onion or an apple. But I would take about 2,000-3,000 milligrams of quercetin with 2,000-3,000 milligrams of vitamin C together. Curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric. I would take that. I would also take a very important is zinc, 20 to 30 milligrams a day. And I would take astragalus, the herb, generally 100, 200 milligrams a day. Those five things right there can help your immune system. The scientific literature is replete with that information. So you don't have to take my word. Go to PubMed, the Library of Medicine, and Google zinc. I would even add selenium, 200 micrograms. Zinc, selenium, vitamin C, quercetin, and curcumin. And you'll see thousands of studies. They're antiviral. They're immune enhancing. They will help your immune system. So you want to get your immune system up. Exercise helps get your immune system up. Juicing helps get your immune system up. And a plant-based diet helps get your immune system up. So doing just that, I've helped two of the long-term COVID people that I'm working with.
Gary, we're reaching the end of this.
Okay.
And we just want to remind our listeners, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950 is the number to call for a gift contribution of $150 to WBAI. You will receive Gary Knoll's Detox Pack. It includes detox pills, green apple and lemon stuff, Gary Knoll's film on detoxification, a natural approach. He's also throwing in another film on power aging and one which is on overcoming pain naturally. So that's a large pack that you're getting, the detox pack, Gary Knoll's detox pack. 212-209-2950 is the number to call to make a contribution of $150 to WBAI, to listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI. Gary has been speaking with us during this hour about the importance of detoxifying your body, renewing the cells in your body. And we've been talking about habits that dies very slowly, and mindfulness in putting new practices into effect in your own life. The detox pack, detox pills, green apple and lemon stuff, Gary Knoll's films, Detoxification, a Natural Approach, plus another film he's throwing in, Power Aging, talking about how one can increase one's lifespan and overcoming pain naturally. Gary was talking to us about how from 49 years old and over, you start experiencing pain, various types of pain, and how this can be overcome and how you can reverse the aging process. Gary has been studying aging for many years now. He's been conducting studies. He just finished his second study, and it's published. And we will be receiving a film about this that we'll share with you in the future when it's done. So this is a contribution of $150 to WBAI. The Gary Null Detox Pack is what you need to ask for. 212-209-2950 is the number. We have operators standing by waiting for you to call us. 212-209-2950 for the Gary Null Detox Pack for a contribution, a tax-deductible contribution of $150 to your listener-sponsored WBAI in New York. Gary, any final words?
I just believe everyone in this audience is worth the time and effort to feel healthier, to start the process of de-aging, because it's not a myth, and to apply all the tools we're giving. We're giving an enormous amount of tools to help you with pain, that through the aging process, you're going to understand in lay language how all this happens, and use the tools. That's what the station's for, providing tools for critical thinking and, wherever possible, important change in your life. Thank you all for listening today, and thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much, Gary, and thanks for providing this library for our listeners. 212-209-2950, and tune in to the Gary Null Show weekdays at noon. This is listener-sponsored WBAI in New York, and again, the Gary Null Detox Pack for a contribution of $150. I see calls are coming in. Join those callers, 212-209-2950. Have a good afternoon, Gary. Speak to you again soon. This is WBAI in New York.
Hi, this is Bobby Humphrey. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
Untitled, produced and hosted by Malika Lee Whitney, will be heard on Fridays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Untitled presents features on the arts, culture, education, and social issues. You will also enjoy music from a variety of genres. Special guests complement the program with insightful and engaging conversation. That's Untitled, Fridays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. over listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a celebration. The award-winning Midnight Ravers can now be heard every Friday from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. So wake the town and tell the people. We'll continue to present the best in music, history, and social commentary, along with expert discussion of the important issues and events of today and yesteryear. So keep it locked into WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Hello, I'm David Rothenberg, host of a weekly program on WBAI, Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. I want to call your attention to the upcoming program this Saturday, May 14th, when my guests will include Carolyn Warmus, whose trial 3 decades ago was headlined in the tabloids as the Fatal Attraction Murder Trial. After serving nearly 3 decades in prison, released a couple of years ago, Carolyn will talk about her struggle to clear her name.
You know, David, you and your listeners are getting like an exclusive. This is the first time, I think, publicly with the media, that all of this new evidence that to prove my innocence
is being discussed. One of her attorneys joining us is Jeff Deskovic, himself a man who served 15 years in prison in New York State for murder before the Innocence Project cleared him. He will join us with Carolyn as we explore this scramble for justice. Saturday morning, May 14th, 8 to 10 a.m.
You're tuned to Hi-Fi, WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial. New York.
Pencil.
Okay, this is Joe Franklin broadcasting on radio station WBAI.
It's 99.5% all natural and preservative free. WBAI FM in New York.
I love this radio station.
I do love radio station WBAI. We have been broadcasting in the center of the FM dial here in New York City for 62 years. Well, I haven't been here that long, but the station sure has. And the Pacifica Network that WBAI is a part of has been around since 1949.